This is the Disaster Recovery Hour. Here's your host, Chris Plunkett.
Good morning. I'm Chris Plunkett. I'll be your host for the next hour. Disaster Recovery Hour it is. I'll be talking about and reporting on disasters and how they affect homeowners, businesses, and neighborhoods. I'll also give examples on how to recover and restore those items or properties. I'll also be introducing numerous guests over the next couple of weeks, and they'll be ranging from insurance folks to some FEMA officials, also first responders, people generally on the first people on the scene, which also includes myself and others like myself in the business, the emergency service business, because it's all about timing, and in emergencies, it's not one of your friends, let's put it that way. And I like to get hands-on. I like to control my scenes. I've been doing it for over 20 years. I got numerous hurricanes underneath my belt. One of the questions I get from people when I show up at their place of business or their homes is, gee, I didn't even know this industry existed. And it's widespread, but bottom line is you only see me when something bad happens or other professionals in my industry. And there's a lot of great ones out there. I unfortunately started in this business a week before the 9/11. Prior to that, I ran crews on not such high-profile jobs. And downtown, unfortunately, lent me and I met many great people and who have helped me understand and expedite the sense of urgency when it comes to people's lives and getting them back to normalcy. The types of emergencies I'll be talking about are fires, floods, storm-related power outages, and there are some oddball situations out there that are quite interesting, make some good for fireside chats. Fires and floods and storms are pretty much the standard in our industry, and most people just don't have a grasp because they have their daily lives to run, whether they're bankers, the mechanics, the crossing guard. They have a problem in their home, they really are at a loss. And hence, one of the terms we use in our industry to describe these emergencies is losses. I like to come in and I like to put their mind at ease because their psychological frame of mind is not there. Their lives are now disrupted. Their personal property is either ruined or in a state of being ruined. And one of the things I've learned over the last, say, 10 years is I've been able to associate myself with fantastic experts in the field of restoring valuables. And valuables range from anywhere from, hey, Aunt Ilda's favorite lampshade to Monet paintings. And it's given me a great sense of accomplishment. At the end of the day, I know, and again, there's great guys out there who have done great jobs, that they know they've done the right thing by those people who were desperately in need of help. So it's my philosophy of arriving on the job is to grasp the state of mind of all the people involved. And people have different agendas, what's important, what's not important, especially in our neck of the woods, the tri-state area, metropolitan area, because people are, with the economic times, they have a lot of other things on their mind. Okay, I have a problem in my home. I have to call my boss. I have to take off. How long is it going to take? And these are the things that I like to get out in the forefront and put their mind at rest, knowing that, hey, listen, this guy's in my corner. And let's say Chris Plunkett's in that corner. I'm always in that corner, but there's numerous guys out there who do the same thing. But I think it's the most important. The trust factor, because you're entering their lives. Now you're knowing exactly how they live their lives. You know how they live in their homes. So it's no longer private. They're out there on an open page. They're going to be on paperwork, because when you do these losses, you are reporting the cause of the loss, possibility of suspected damages that are not pertaining to the situation. And these are the things you need to juggle as well as these people's minds. So it's one of the hardest parts of my job. I do enjoy it because, again, at the end of the day, I'm like, I always equate it to the pizzeria owner. At the end of the day, he knows how much money he has in the cash register. And for me, I know at the end of the day, hey, I did the right thing. I took care of their concerns. I put their mind at rest, or at ease, if you will. And for me, maybe it's just a self-gratification thing or a codependency type of attitude that I have. I still love my job. I enjoy going to jobs. I enjoy helping people. Maybe that's an old-fashioned, hokey 1950s thing, but that's what I am like that. Unfortunately for me, I've experienced water losses also. So I do bring to the table life experiences, and I'll tell you, when I had them this past year and the year before, I didn't touch my house. Didn't touch it for a week because I was out working on everyone else's homes or businesses, and again, that's what I do, and I enjoy that. My wife wasn't too pleased, but she'll get over it. Regarding or getting back to the hardest part of the job is, again, to reiterate, is the psychological effects that people have to go through after these damages. And who are they going to call in order to start putting their lives back in order? I like to think I am one of those people that I get called. I get recommended quite often. But also they have numerous other people they need to talk to. They need to talk to whether it's their insurance agent, their building management, even their condo association president. Somebody who generally will have some form of protocol of what happens when these things happen. I've been doing it long enough to I know pretty much all the protocols. Not to say that I haven't learned one or two things every other day. But in the upcoming weeks, I will talk about how to prepare yourself for these emergencies, how to possibly avoid any types of damages that happen at your house or business. If you just joined us, again, my name is Chris Plunkett. You listen to Disaster Recovery Hour, 970, The Apple. The program is about disasters that affect homeowners and businesses and neighborhoods alike. With my years of experience, I like to educate people on how to the proper steps in preparedness and recovery and the restoration of those such losses. Again, in the following weeks, I will be bringing on people specializing in certain areas of disaster recovery, whether it's whole neighborhoods and talking to FEMA personnel or possibly Red Cross officials. Because let's use as an example the March 13th storm. There were neighborhoods in northern Jersey and northwest Jersey were completely wiped out with no place to go except maybe sit inside a rowboat for a while, let somebody rescue them. I was out there for a couple of weeks and very impressed with the Red Cross and the local OEM officials and how they expedited and moved people along quite well. But again, on a massive scale like that, people don't know what to do, and they lean on their government. And there's a lot of great officials out there who know what they're doing, and you know, and we try to, I, for example, like to put those people in contact with those people, because I can only help them so far. One of the other things I will be talking about is, like I said, specialty items, and some of my guests are do nothing but work on, say, hey, furniture, or there's fabrics and clothing. One of the biggest things I hear after a fire and smoke damage is, you know, what about my stuff? What about my clothing, my bags, my shoes? And you know what? It's not a romantic, glamorous topic, but I'll tell you, you have problems with your personal clothing or personal clothing. Hopefully it's personal because you're wearing it. If you have your stuff that you want salvaged, because think about the time that you take to go out and buy new stuff. It's a nightmare, unless you're a shopaholic. One of my first guests on my first show is going to be Dave Fenuhazi, a good buddy of mine I've known for many years. He's the president of Fabric Renewal. Fabric Renewal has several plants. You have one in North Jersey, the main facility, one in Westchester, and South Jersey. Dave handles the entire region, and I mean all the way out to the island, and right here in the New Jersey and New York area. And we'll be speaking with him in a few minutes after the station break. Thanks.
You're listening to the Disaster Recovery Hour with your host, Chris Plunkett, on AM 970, The Apple. When disaster comes into your life and attacks your property, you need action fast. CPP Emergency Services and Restoration will find the visible and hidden damage caused by a fire or flood. With quick response and correctly applied damage mitigation protocols, CPP can save you valuable time and money and get you back in the game of life. Anytime disaster strikes, quick, focused action is what can save your property. CPP's professional staff is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Call 201-483-8953. That number again is 201-483-8953. Visit us on the web at www.cppems.com. Write this number down, 201-483-8953. CPP Emergency Services and Restoration, servicing the New York Metro and Tri-State area.
PrimePiano.com is a full-service online resource for all your acoustic piano needs. Specializing in sales of quality used and restored instruments, transport, repair, and complete rebuilding services. Whether you're buying, selling, repairing, or restoring a piano, PrimePiano.com has useful tips, and they can help you further with consultation and guidance by their factory-trained and registered piano technicians. For piano lamps, benches, music cabinets, dollies, covers, hard-to-find polishes, and just about anything you need to make your piano experience complete, visit PrimePiano.com's online store. They are piano humidity control specialists with a full line of Damp Chaser piano lifesaver supplies available online for your convenience too. For all your acoustic piano needs, please visit PrimePiano.com, your online piano resource, PrimePiano.com.
And now back to the Disaster Recovery Hour on AM 970, The Apple. Here's your host, Chris Plunkett.
And we're back. You're listening to the Disaster Recovery Hour. I'm Chris Plunkett. For more information, you can go to my website, cppems.com. Or you can email me, cplunkett@cppems.com. Be more than happy to answer some of your questions. I'm here with my guest, Dave Fenyohazi. He's the president of Fabric Renewal. And I've known Dave for quite some time, I don't know, about 6-7 years. He helped me out with a particular client of ours who did not want to part with his window treatments. A man didn't want to part with his window treatments. Anyhow, Dave, how are you? I'm glad to have you.
Hey, Chris. How are you today? Thanks for having me.
Great. Now, Dave, since everyone knows I know you, but they don't know you, What got you in our crazy business of emergency services from Fabric Renewal?
Well, about 30 years ago, my parents started a small retail dry cleaning business. And, you know, like every other corner cleaner, they took the regular clothes and shirts that people would drop off. And the way we got into restoration is that we had customers of ours who were insurance adjusters for Allstate and Prudential back 25 years ago. And they basically suggested to them that they should try to get into the restoration business. And slowly over time, word of mouth grew and the business slowly grew. And it's gotten to the point now where 25 years later, my brother and I, Jim, own the business. We do about 1,000 claims a year, and all we do is restoration.
So, Dave, one of the things I always hear when I first get on a job is, what am I going to do with my clothing, and can it be salvaged, and mink coats, and my wedding gown, and so on and so forth. So why don't you tell me what you do regarding these situations?
Well, basically, when you're dealing with fabrics, I mean, as you said before, fabrics are not glorious, but they are personal because it's clothes, it's shoes, it's bags, it's custom window treatments, area rugs, basically anything soft fabric that you would find in someone's house. So our challenge is, much like when you're out on a claim, we need to establish credibility with the customer, the homeowner. We've got to get their trust. All these people have entered their life when you have a fire or water damage. People are showing up at your house to talk to you. Some people are soliciting you. And you need to be able to set yourself apart by your professionalism, your ability to articulate exactly what it is you do, make them feel comfortable with the process. And then once you've done that, then it's a matter of going out there with your project managers and your crews to literally pack out all of the soft goods. So taking the clothes out of the closets, taking down the custom window treatments, rolling up area rugs, and basically taking it all out of the house. We bring it back to our facility where the stuff is cleaned and stored, and we hold it until people are back in their house. And if it's a bad fire, you could be out of your house 6 months or a year. So every claim is different, but the one consistency is that, you know, we're working with people who've had a very traumatic experience, and at the heart of it, our job is to help make their life easier during a very, you know, challenging time.
Mm. And that's one of the things when you and I first met on our first job, is we had the same sense of urgency and taking care of that particular person. Not so much as, you know, you don't ball everybody into one little loss. It's, okay, it's a fire, so it's the same fire as the last fire was on. Everybody's an individual.
It's about people, yeah.
Yeah, and again, you're the same type of, same cut of cloth as I am. You know, you feel satisfied that you satisfied them. One of the things I do with and I know other companies also do, they do some of this ozone treatment with fires and smokes and things like that. What would what's the treatments that you guys do at your plants regarding the smoke odors?
Well, smoke odor is probably one of the most common things we deal with. The majority of the claims we handle are fires. So probably one of the most common questions we get is, how do you get the smoke smell out of stuff? And in our world, when we go into some very, very bad fires, it's not about smoke odor as much as it's about heat. So when you have a bad fire in your house, depending on where the fire started, you're dealing with the heat from that fire. And heat damages fabric. So if you have a fire in a basement, all of the heat is exhausting up through the house. So the level of heat is what we use to gauge whether items can be restored or not. So for example, an attic fire, the heat is going up. So you're dealing mostly with water damage coming down and more residual odor. So when we pack the items out to bring them back to our facility, we use what's called an ozone treatment. Ozone is a colorless gas that breaks down odor. Ozone is what's caused, you know, it's caused by lightning in nature. That fresh smell that you smell after a rain shower, after a lightning storm, that's ozone. So ozone is a natural, gives a natural ability to remove odors. So we use ozoning as part of our deodorization process, but over the years of doing it and all the different types of items that we're challenged to restore, we've developed about 20 different cleaning methods to remove all different types of odor.
Well, regarding water and affecting clothing, most of the stuff's in the basement. There are second floor laundry rooms, and that's a nice privilege to have. But most of the stuff is in the basement and gets saturated with water. And tell me if I'm wrong, Dave, we're washing clothes with water. So what's the difference? It gets affected, thrown in the washing machine. But evidently, it's not that easy. So what is your specialty items or your protocol on handling things that are sitting in that sooty, nasty water?
Well, if life would be easy if everything that got wet in someone's house was something that's washable and the same color. So much like when you do laundry at home, if you take a red shirt and put it next to a white shirt and they're both red, the colors are going to bleed. So when we're dealing with area rugs or custom window treatments or upholstered furniture that gets water staining on it, time is very critical. The longer things sit wet, the harder they are to clean. In the summer when it's hot like it is now, mold will start to grow. Once mold starts growing, it becomes very challenging to restore any type of fabric item. So speed is the critical factor. And also when you're dealing with high-end custom window treatments, you're dealing with things that are made of silk and wool. These are not fabrics that respond well to water. So proper drying is a key component. And really, it needs to get out of that environment. It needs to be dried, and then it needs to be professionally cleaned to really have a good chance to restore those things. Mm. If you go to our website at fabricrenewal.com, you'll see some pretty awesome before and after pictures of custom window treatments and high end stuff that we're able to save on a regular basis that most people are pretty shocked at.
Mm. Well, obviously you can tell that Dave knows his business, and that's why I attach to him. You know, regarding mold on clothing, that's an interesting thing because obviously mold grows from some form of water source and the growth happens and the migration, so on and so forth. Now, are you a proponent of saying, okay, listen, it's got mold on it, let's get rid of it, or do you try to salvage it?
Well, it's important to draw the distinction between airborne mold and visible mold. If you have mold in your house from, you know, whatever the source of the water damage is, airborne mold can be treated, deodorized, and you can restore stuff relatively easy. once mold is physically growing on fabrics, it's very hard to remove. And mold is much like a plant. It grows and intertwines itself in the fibers. So I can kill mold and I can make mold invisible, but once mold has advanced to the stage where it's growing inside of a, you know, whether it's a shirt or a drape or a couch, you really can't remove it. And at that point, usually if it's an insurance claim, we're recommending to the insurance company that it has to be replaced.
Mm. Well, evidently you were paying attention in those mold classes. They can
a couple of them.
Just a few. Which leads me over to the claim part of it. Do you find the carriers receptive to your recommendations on the mold product? Because I know nowadays, you know, and with the asthmatic number of children we have, parents are very leery about slapping those clothes back on these kids' backs. So your recommendation is, again, is it receptive? Is it a struggle? How is it?
It depends on the individual claims. Also depends on the person. But the reality is in today's world, a good percentage of people have allergies, have asthma, and we need to be sensitive to that. So the detergents and that we use in our cleaning process, they're citrus-based detergents. It helps to remove smoke, odor, mildew. But at the same time, it's hypoallergenic. They're fragrance-free. So those types of things. And, you know, at the end, green is a big thing nowadays, and being environmentally safe is a big buzzword in both the dry cleaning and in general. And, you know, we've evolved our business to be able to use these types of green detergents to treat these things that make the mother feel comfortable with you taking her kids' belongings.
Yeah, we use a few green products also when it comes to the fires and the smoke. Obviously, because some of these chemicals, the kids have allergic reactions to them, and then you have to introduce MSDS sheets and material safety data sheets and such. And we don't need to go down those paths. And, you know, it's just I have kids. You have kids.
I always have the opinion I wouldn't want to do anything for anyone that I wouldn't feel comfortable giving to my family and my kids.
Correct.
And as long as you operate under that model, then I don't think you can ever go wrong.
I completely agree. This is Chris Plunkett. You have been listening to the Disaster Recovery Hour. We'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Disaster Recovery Hour with your host, Chris Plunkett, on AM 970, The Apple.
The money is all dried up, and the work is all gone. Don't want to go to the mailbox. Don't want to answer the phone. Did I mention my baby left me? They're foreclosing on my home. I need some defending. I'm a victim of predatory lending. Oh, help me, Michael.
Attorney Michael Guidreau is the cure for your bankruptcy blues. With nearly 100% bankruptcy success rate, Michael Guidreau is an expert in bankruptcy, credit card settlement, and loan modification. Call 201-837-7777 today for a consultation. 201-837-7777 and get rid of your bankruptcy blues.
New Jersey Cabinet Distributors of Park Ridge, New Jersey is now open to the general public. That's right, New Jersey Cabinet is making their wholesale pricing, usually reserved for the trade, available to you. Wholesale pricing plus the discounted promotional offers posted at njcabinet.com equal giant savings. Visit New Jersey Cabinet Distributors' two-floor showroom, 126 Park Avenue in Park Ridge. See the latest cabinet styles, countertops, and accessories. New Jersey Cabinet offers design services, measuring, and cabinet refacing packages, all at distributor wholesale prices. The time to act is now. A kitchen or bath remodel will increase the value of your home and give you a return of up to 100% on your investment dollars. Visit njcabinet.com or call 201-505-9003. 201-505-9003. Cabinet, set the tone of your home.
New Jersey Cabinet, set the tone.
And now back to the Disaster Recovery Hour on AM 970, The Apple. Here's your host, Chris Plunkett.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Disaster Recovery Hour. I'm Chris Plunkett, and you're speaking with, I'm speaking with, and you're listening to Dave from Fabric and Rule. He's the president of the business. Dave and I have been talking about fabrics and soft goods and things of that nature that that could be salvaged or not salvaged. And Dave's got many techniques on how to salvage them. He's more of a professional in salvaging than saying, "Oh, can't do it." One of the things I run into, Dave, on jobs are the area rugs, and especially some of the grander homes in our area. They have hardwood floors, so they their floor coverings are generally or area rugs, and usually expensive ones. When damage occurs on these rugs, they could be anywhere from 20 to 30 years old, the minimum, and then there's some 75-year-old ones, and people have traveled the world, and they've brought these back with them, and they're not replaceable. Do you like to give it a shot and try to salvage them, or do you put in a dollar figure attached to them? Do you have an appraiser of that type of thing?
We get involved in everything. I mean, the way I look at our business is we like challenges, and we constantly challenge ourselves to find new ways to save soft goods. So when you talk about area rugs, you could be dealing with rugs that are heirlooms that are passed down from generation to generation. So you could have a dye stain on an area rug that's 50 years old and the family loves it. So we may not be able to get the dye stain out, but we know people who can do reweaving. We know people that can possibly, if it's at an end, they can cut the rug down and reuse it. I mean, the person who wants to save their stuff, we look for any way possible to attempt to accommodate them to, you know, ultimately achieve what they want, which is to save the stuff. In the case when an area rug can't be saved, the question is, how old is it? How much did they pay for it? And what happens at that case? If it's an insurance claim and it's a high-end rug, we will often get involved with ordering appraisals on them so that a fair replacement price can be come up by for the insurance company. And, you know, once again, when you're dealing with area rugs or anything that's high-end in the home, the area rug can match the upholstery and can match other things in the house. So it puts a lot of pressure on the restorer to really come up with creative ways to try to save these things to minimize the amount of disruption and damage, you know, to the customer.
Right. Yeah. Actually, I just had something like recently. I was in the city and got called in on a job, and it wasn't a very large job, but the complication of it was everything tied into everything. There was an interior decorator, and when you're getting involved with that, you know, there's an expense that I can't comprehend, only because of everything as it gets tied in. You have the flooring that's going to have just the right teak to it, that's going to come in playing with the furniture, which also is going to have partial with the fabric covering, and then, you know, so on and so forth. So what you're telling me is, you know, you definitely address each individual loss and surmise the damage from there and dictate from there. Is that correct?
Exactly. And you know what? If you bought the rug at Home Depot for $200, it probably doesn't make sense for us or any company to go and clean it. But
right,
if you paid $10,000, $20,000 for it, or if it's a sentimental rug that's been in the family for many years, then we look at each option and we try to look at it differently to kind of come up with a way that we can, you know, save the item for the person. And, you know, in the city, we do a lot of high-end apartments, and you deal with fabric-colored walls. When you have a fabric-covered, you know, if you have silk walls on in a room in an apartment, you're dealing with the challenges of the fact that it's upholstered to the wall. You can't remove it. It's, you know, every claim, everything creates a different challenge. But like I said, I mean, we look at it as if we can come up with a new way to save this one, we're going to be able to save the next person down the line. And, you know, it makes us better and ultimately allow us to provide a better service to the customer.
No, I agree. Well, you know, the experience really counts in those situations. If you're just joining us, came upon us. You listen to the Disaster Recovery Hour. I'm Chris Plunkett, your host, and I'm speaking with my guest, Dave. He's from Fabric Renewal out here in Jersey, in New York and Westchester, also southern Jersey, excuse me. I've done some large loss fire jobs, primarily in New York City, 10, 15, 20-story buildings. And you have a lot of personalities involved, and you have obviously a lot of personal property. You were on one of those such jobs, and that was the Seton Hall unfortunate accident or whatever. I don't know how you really say it. But why don't you tell me about that?
It was a terrible dorm fire. It happened back in 2000, and we had just opened a new cleaning facility. And a couple weeks later, we got the call about this tragic dorm fire at Seton Hall. And
very tragic.
Several students died. We were brought in basically to clean all of the soft goods for about 200 students in one of the residence halls. So as a much smaller company about 10 years ago, we took every vehicle we had, every person we know, we rented vehicles, and we basically worked around the clock 7 days a week to pick up the clothes, soft goods, bedding, all that stuff from all the kids. And then we had to deal with the challenges of all these kids were now displaced out of the dorms. So some of the stuff were going to other dorms. Some of the stuff were going to their parents' house. Some kids lived locally in New Jersey. We were driving stuff up to Connecticut. So it was one large job, but it was really 200 small jobs within it. So
right.
it was one of those things that allowed us to expand our capabilities as far as handling a large scale job, but you know we were also dealing with some of the students who got burned in the fire. And you know the hardest part about our business, as you know, Chris, is when you're dealing with people, you're dealing with people who've gotten hurt, who've family members who've died in fires. I mean, that's the hardest part about this business. And you know we're generally working for insurance companies along with homeowners, and you have insurance to replace all the stuff in the house if it can't be saved. But when someone gets hurt, when pets die, when people die, I mean, that's the stuff you don't have insurance for. And that's the hardest part, is just how you console the person who lost someone in their family while you still have to go out there and do your job.
Right. Yeah, that's it's a fine line to toe. And, you know, you don't want to get callous about it, because you can't. These are people. These are your neighbors. These are your... You know, 6 degrees of separation. You know somebody who knows somebody, and so on and so forth. You know, unfortunately, it's similar to downtown. You know, everybody pulls together in those types of things. I still have a lot of faith along those lines as Americans that we do that.
Absolutely.
You know, we help each other out. My experiences down in the work in the hurricanes years ago. It really gives you a sense of purpose. You know, we talked about. Like you just said about the Seton Hall, there's lives attached to these and tragedies and such. One of the interesting things about our job that we see from time to time are those, I shouldn't say oddball, as much as different type of losses and things that are asked for us to do that not part of the normal. Dave, why don't you go ahead and tell me one of your most interesting stories.
Well, a couple of years ago, we got a call from an adjuster and said, I got a new job for you. It's 2.5 hours away, and it's one stuffed animal. Oh, boy. I mean, we love jobs, but a stuffed animal 2.5 hours away is not our idea of an ideal job. But like every other job, we take it and we dig in deeper. So I called the homeowner, and it turns out the stuffed animal was a 7-foot-tall stuffed animal from the homeowner bought from FAO Schwartz for over $1,000 that for the last 10 years they've been taking their Christmas card every year with the kids sitting on the lap of the stuffed animal. They had a pipe burst in their basement, and it was covered in rust water. So I went down there. We looked at the stuffed animal, absolutely covered in rust. You know, the easy thing to do would be, sorry, we can't help you, turn around and leave. But we do like our challenges at Fabric Renewal. So we picked up the stuffed animal. We spent probably about 20 hours hand spotting all the rust stains out of it, flushing it out. Took another week to completely dry. Brought it back to the customer. Absolutely loved it. And every year the customer sends us a Christmas card as they continue with the kid's picture. So that's the cool part about the job. When you can hand the stuffed animal back to the kid who had a fire water damage and, you know, they show their appreciation, that's what makes it worth it at the end of the day.
Yeah, you get to put a little S on your chest, right?
Exactly.
The stuffed bear, the animal thing, reminds me of a story about a year ago. I was asked to go take a look at a situation from one of our clients, and I knew it wasn't going to be much. And it's similar to the your story with the stuffed animal. You know, it's basically a family heirloom. I was going into an apartment in the city, And the woman had, when I first got there, she got right into her ancestry and off one of the original three boats and so on and so forth. And, you know, you hear that every once in a blue moon. But this woman was fascinating. She backed it up with photographs, documentation, and the whole thing. And I really, there wasn't any work to be done. I know there wasn't much work to be done with the bear as much as it was doing the right thing, you know. So in listening to the woman's story, I was able to identify something that they had not seen originally, part of the loss. So it turned out to be a blessing for her, and the thing got fixed and yada, yada, yada. But, I didn't actually do any work there, didn't bill anything. But in our business, it's not, you know, granted, we need to keep the lights on, need to pay the bills, and so on and so forth. But in doing the right thing, there's, again, for me and like you, and you will meet some more of my guests, they have the same philosophy. Is
it's about people.
It's about people doing and doing the right job. And grant you, there is the daily grind and so on and so forth of pumping out paperwork, and everybody's driven by emails, and you can't get away from anything. So now the emergency service business used to be, you know, it was a pager. You know, now forget about it. You know, the 24/7 is, or N365 is truly, truly just that. The 2 o'clock in the morning to hear water running in the background and then a fire alarm going off at a bank. And you have a teller who's on call that night, and you have to kind of guide them through what needs to be done. There's not dollars attached to that, but you know what? It's doing the right thing and directing and guidance. It's a huge thing. It would be nice to say, and then my daughter says to me all the time, "When are you coming home?" You know, sometimes I'm home at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and there's other times it's 2 o'clock in the morning. But on a whole, and It's a gratifying situation. When we get back, we're going to take a break. You listen to the Disaster Recovery Hour with Chris Plunkett. We'll get back. I got a couple of things I want to throw at Dave from Fabric Renewal. Be right back.
You're listening to the Disaster Recovery Hour with your host, Chris Plunkett, on AM 970, The Apple. When disaster comes into your life and attacks your property, you need answers. CPP is the answer. CPP is a full-service emergency services and restoration company. With 25 years' experience in emergency management and restoration, our seasoned team of skilled professionals is ready to assess damages and restore your property to its pre-loss condition. Who do I call first? What about insurance? Is it safe to stay here? What do I do next? Fire, smoke, water, or mold? CPP restores your property and your peace of mind. CPP Emergency Services and Restoration. We've got answers. For more information, visit us on the web at www.cppems.com or give us a call at 201-483-8953. That's 201-483-8953. CPP Emergency Services and Restoration, servicing the New York Metro and Tri-State area.
Protect the value of your home. With today's high cost of quality kitchen and bathroom fixtures, it makes good sense to protect them. Damage and corrosion will shorten the life of your fixtures and appliances. NMP Water Systems has the solution to this problem. A whole house filtration system will address hard water issues, water purification, energy costs, and quality of home life. NMP will review your water profile and give you a custom solution. We have the answer to your water problem that will fit your budget. Call NMP Water Systems 917-470-2771 and protect the value of your home. Call NMP today for your free water evaluation, 917-470-2771, or visit nmpwatersystems.com.
NMP Water Systems, the purest water for your home and life.
And now back to the Disaster Recovery Hour on AM 970, The Apple. Here's your host, Chris Plunkett.
Welcome back. You've been listening to Disaster Recovery Hour. I've been your host, Chris Plunkett. It's been an interesting 40-some-odd minutes that we've been chit-chatting with a good friend of mine, Dave, from Fabric Renewal. I like to draw comparisons of how companies are different by pretty much your local coffee shop. You know, one guy could know what you like in your coffee. He says good morning, so on and so forth. What's new? How was the game? Blah, 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 blah. Then there's the other guy who's just going to slide a cup of coffee to you and turn his back and collect your money. I think I go the extra mile. I think bringing a caring with a knowledgeable presence to these jobs has been beneficial to me. And I've learned from some great guys. There's and anybody who's going to be listening to the show, some of those guys who are now my competitors, kudos to you. You did. I learned a lot, and I appreciate it. Dave, what separates you from your competition, or what are the your founding your 10 points, if you will? And then also, I'm sorry, but and also, why don't you sum it up with how to get a hold of you and where your locations are at?
Sure. It's from my standpoint, it's all about customer service. So customer service with us starts with the people in our office, the person who answers the phone. We don't hire receptionists. We highly train people to be compassionate. You know, we're working with people who've had a very traumatic experience in their life. They've had a fire. They've had a major flood. They're out of their house for an extended period of time. So it's not about answering the phone and, you know, just putting the call through the person they're calling. It's about getting to know the person. It's about knowing the person by name when they call. And we train that in our people in our office, our project managers. I mean, compassion and trust are two of the biggest characteristics that you want from the person that you're meeting with who's coming out to your doorstep the day after you had a fire to explain the process and make them feel comfortable. So some people may just send out a van with a bunch of people who are just going to take everything in the house, but we want to explain the process to the customer. We want to make them feel comfortable. I mean, the bottom line is we're going into their house and we're taking everything that they own, and they need to feel comfortable with that process.
Right, correct.
So it's, you know, first and foremost, it's always about customer service. I mean, the unique thing about our business is that we're the majority of the homeowners that we're dealing with, we will probably never see again. And, you know, they don't want to see us again because if they have another fire in their house, we have had repeat customers over the years. But we're working for insurance companies. But at the end of the day, we know that to make the insurance company happy, we need to make the customer happy. And if we're making both of them happy, we're doing our job.
Right. Meet me socially, not professionally.
What's that?
Meet me socially, not professionally.
Exactly. And, you know, with customers, it's – I'll be honest, the New York metropolitan area, people are demanding and they have high expectations of any company they work with. And to be good, to grow, to excel in this area, you've got to be good at what you do. And I know it's tough out there with the economy and everything, and a lot of businesses are going out of business, but I firmly believe that regardless of what's going on with the economy, the best companies, the ones that put the highest level of service out there, that really take care of the customer, those companies will always excel because there's always a need for that type, you know, regardless of what the service is out there.
All right. The lean time is always the strong survival on those lines. And it's always that same service. Just like restaurants, you know, restaurants open up and close and you can have a good meal. There's a lot of good meals. How is the service? I want the service to be good also.
It's a combination, you know, because it also doesn't matter how good we are on the phone. If we don't do a good job of getting the smoke odor out of their clothes or getting their window treatments back hung the way they were before, then it's less about service. So it's providing good service along with a great product. And that's the challenge in this business, but that's also what makes one company better than another.
Right. You know, you've been listening to the Disaster Recovery Hour. I'm Chris Plunkett, your host. I've been sitting with the great guest, Dave from Fabric and Roll. He's the president of the company. Put kudos to his brother, Jim. He's the VP of the company. So how do we get a hold of you, some people out there?
Probably the best way to get a hold of us is through our website, fabricrenewal.com. Or you can call our main office in Bloomingdale, New Jersey, in northern New Jersey. The number there is 973-248-9999. 973-248-9999. Or you can email me personally at dave@fabricrenewal.com. And it's been a pleasure to be here. And it was definitely a great experience.
Yeah,
thanks,
definitely.
Chris.
I appreciate it. You know, it's you have New York, you have the five boroughs, and then you have Jersey, and then you have the Long Island. And then the people who actually are in the, I like to call the Rock over there in Manhattan, they say 201 number. What, you know, or the Long Island number. There's so many little towns But, you know, everybody's really a stone throw away from in either direction. You know, driving half an hour is half a mile. So the metropolitan area is a demanding client on a whole. You've been very successful in doing that. I think I've had good success myself, and I hope to continue doing it. I think I'll let you go and chew your ear off enough, and you've definitely informed me about several things that I didn't know prior to our little conversation. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks, Chris.
I want to say thanks to Dave again for stopping by and giving us some wisdom, which he's full of. And it's always a pleasure having him and seeing him. In the Disaster Recovery Hour, I'll be touching base on preparedness and the effects of damages and to your property and to your lives. And one of the things that I haven't forgotten, that when I worked the hurricanes a couple of years ago down in Florida, I had to go to a farm, actually an orange grove, and there was a young manager of the acreage down there, and he was in a FEMA trailer, and he had five kids, and I don't think it's almost every day I think about this kid. He was a hard worker, and you have to be a hard worker to work that hard land, I guess. You know, I'm not a farmer, so I'm only assuming that's what it is, but. And I always think about, why are people not prepared for their disasters? And this rings out with this person, because he was completely lost. And with five kids and still being in his 20s, it just resonates how people really need to be prepared for when things go wrong. And that means getting your paperwork in order, having your contact lists. Heck, you know, everybody knows 911. Everybody should know their broker or their agent's number or their insurance company's phone number. They're in business to help you out. You're paying your premium, so on and so forth. And by no means they want to help you out. They're not the insurance industry is definitely not the enemy. There could be some bad losses and situations that don't go to your liking, but I think being prepared is half the battle. And I do a lot of talking and educating when I get on a job because people just don't know. So get out your paperwork. I mean, you know where your bank book is, don't you? So what's your policy have to say? If you got into a car accident, you pretty much know what to do. You're going to need a police report. You need to contact the other person. And you're going to call your insurance company. Well, there's really no difference when it comes to property damage. But it's the overwhelmingness that gets perplexing to the people. So they're being tugged in different directions. And considering most of the time the fire department has just left your building or your house or whichever, and you're on your front lawn or in your front of your storefront, and you're the last guy standing, and you need some help and you need direction. So call your insurance company. And you can also, if you like, I can help you out. My name is Chris Plunkett. I'm the owner of CPP Emergency Services and Restoration. For more information, you can go to my website, cppems.com, or you can email me, cplunkett@cppems.com.
You've been listening to the Disaster Recovery Hour with your host, Chris Plunkett, from CPP Emergency Services and Restoration. You can reach Chris by calling 201-483-8953. And don't forget to tune in every Saturday morning at 7 for the Disaster Recovery Hour, right here on AM 970, The Apple.